Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States now believes Russia's claim that it's withdrawing troops near the Ukraine border are false and that Moscow, in fact, has increased its presence on the border by as many as 7,000 troops. Ned Price from the State Department lectern.
Russia relies on confusion. Russia relies on obfuscation. Russia relies on misinformation and disinformation to cover its tracks. We should all expect that. And we should all be ready for it.
A senior Israeli official stressed in a call with his Russian counterpart that if Russia invades Ukraine, Israel will need assistance from Moscow to get its 10,000 citizens and diplomats out. Federal Aviation Administration Steve Dixon announced he will step down from his role on March 31st. Steve was appointed by President Trump in 2019. 45,000 people work at the FAA. President Biden will be in Cleveland, Ohio today to tout the bipartisan infrastructure law. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The John Durham investigation continues.
A former Democratic candidate for president, Tulsi Gabbard, said the recent findings from the John Durham investigations into the originations of the Russia probe show that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton continues to work to undermine American democracy.
Hillary Clinton and the power elite in this country manufactured this Russian collusion lie, actively undermining our democracy and stoking the fires, moving us into this new Cold War with Russia. The damage that they did to the American people, our democracy, and others around the world is immeasurable.
The latest filings in the Durham report allege that Clinton's campaign lawyers paid a technology company to get access to Trump Tower servers and create a narrative that would link former President Donald Trump to Russia. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Hillary tweeted the special counsel is nonsense and blamed Republicans for Durham's findings. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
State Department spokesman Ned Price addresses the Russia posturing over Ukraine. Mr. Price discounts Putin's claim that Russia is lessening its forces on the border.
You heard from the Secretary once again today that we are doing everything we possibly can to seek to find a peaceful resolution to the crisis Moscow has needlessly precipitated. But those efforts, as we've said, will be effective only if the Russian Federation is willing to de-escalate. In December, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu accused NATO and the United States of planning to, quote-unquote, commit provocations by delivering tanks of, quote, unidentified chemical components to the Donbass region for Ukraine's use. These are straight out of Russia's well-documented playbook, including from its previous military incursions in Ukraine and Georgia, and from disinformation operations in other parts of the world, including in Syria, where Russia continues to conduct a disinformation campaign to defend Syria's use of chemical weapons. People must treat any and all of these claims with the appropriate and healthy skepticism, especially when they come from Russian state media sources and aren't backed up by independent media reporting. Russia relies on confusion. Russia relies on obfuscation. Russia relies on misinformation and disinformation to cover its tracks. We should all expect that, and we should all be ready for it.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got DeRoy Murdoch, the National Review online editor and founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Bill, great to talk to you. I'm doing fine, thanks.
Hey, always good to be talking to you, and especially the recent Durham court filings. This is unbelievable, DeRoy. All that the mainstream media and, you know, they put tinfoil hats on all of us, and here we've gone full circle, and they just cannot deny the truth. Now they can just not report on it. I guess that's the only way to deal with it.
You know, I've always said to people that the best and easiest form of media bias is not to write a story that twists something or puts something on the air that makes a point. Just pretend it's not there. It's so much easier. You don't have to spend hours and hours to do it. You don't have to stay at the newsroom late. You probably take a long lunch, not file your non-story, and then go home early. It's really sort of almost the lazy man's path to, or lazy journalist's path to media bias. And that's what you've seen in this case. You know, we've got John Durham, the special prosecutors looking at the origins of Russiagate, and he filed this document with the court in, I think, in Washington, D.C., if not mistaken, last Friday, indicating that, in fact, Hillary Clinton and company hired some technicians to hack into Donald J. Trump's computer servers while he was a candidate, and then to continue it when he was president, which is unbelievable.
Right.
And you think, whether you like or dislike Donald J. Trump, when he was president, you have the president of the United States' servers being hacked for political purposes, you know, this should be a massive national security story. This is a cybersecurity story. This is an espionage story. And instead, you get nothing. According to the Media Research Center, NBC, ABC, CBS Evening News, and MSNBC between Saturday and Monday gave this exactly 0 minutes and 0 seconds of coverage. CNN, to its credit, did give it a grand total of 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Not exactly wall-to-wall coverage, but they did mention it. And just nothing. And so these are the same people who talk about how, oh, the Republicans are threatening democracy, and if you know, Trump comes back, it'll be the end of democracy in America. I can't think of anything more anti-democratic than having a political party spy on its opponents and then continue the espionage against that opponent once that opponent becomes president of the United States, and then hacking into the computers in the White House.
Exactly. Wow. The White House of all places. This is worse than Watergate, isn't it?
I think it is, in the sense that in Watergate you had terrible situation, which is totally criminal, and people went to jail as they should have. But you had hacking of the private sector, not hacking, but breaking into the offices of the private sector Democrat National Committee. And in this case, you had not only the hacking into Trump's computers when he's a private citizen, which is awful, but then, as I said, breaking into the computers in the executive office of the president of the White House. I mean, that just elevates it to a level, you know, almost like something out of a spy novel or something.
Exactly.
This is horrible. And then what's worse about it, if they found evidence that Donald J. Trump was a Russian agent or, on Putin's payroll or blackmailed by the Kremlin, what have you, that'd be one thing and bad enough. But they didn't find the evidence. So then in the absence of evidence, rather than back off and say, all right, well, let's just debate him on the wall and let's talk about the issues and defeat him on the merits, they said, no, let's just make up stuff. Let's invent these stories about Russia collusion. Let's concoct these tales of Putin being the puppet master behind Trump. Make this stuff up and then have the whole country wrapped up in knots over this for the better part of 3 years. And frankly, make him a less effective president than he could have been had he been able to go about his business without having this gigantic Russian monkey on his back.
Exactly.
For the better part of 3 years. So they had awful, terrible, and based on nothing, just a pure, utter, total fabrication.
How disgusting that you have a Democratic presidential candidate really doing such damage to democracy in orchestrating this whole deal. And I don't care. I mean, I know she's the queen. I mean, she probably invented the idea of plausible deniability. And she's going to do everything she can to distance herself, as she's been able to distance herself. And I know some people are thinking, well, she should be in jail, should have been in jail a long time ago. I think people need to get this through their heads. That ain't going to happen. You know, she's got a get out of jail card. You know, the Clintons have been able to get away with all sorts of things. And I won't even say murder. I'll, you know, let the courts adjudicate all that. They can't even seem to be on top of all that. But I mean, clearly they are corrupt to the core. And this is quite an expose here, even at this point. And I don't want to jump the shark here. I'm tempted to, because it's all these things, DeRoy, that you and I talked about over the years that look like a duck and talk like a duck. And how dare they do what they did in bringing forces that included the mainstream media, corporate America, everybody, to make this presidency such a hindrance when Donald Trump was guilty of helping the American people, and especially minorities. I mean, I just had a very honest conversation with Jason Riley on his new book, The Black Boom, and he talks about how minorities were so significantly helped with the Trump policies. And, you know, all the good that was being done on behalf of the American people, when you've got the Democrats, which should be held to account. It's the Democrats. It's Pelosi. It's Schumer. It's Adam Schiff. I mean, go right on down the list. The FBI all jumped in to do everything they could to destroy this democracy.
I think you're right about that. And I think their view was, okay, let's scream Russia, 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 the tops of our lungs. And if there's anything there, they'd find it. And if not, they'd have the entire half the country basically thinking, well, we can't support this guy. He's a KGB agent. He's a Russian operative, or, you know, Russian asset. All these terms you heard thrown around, not just casually once or twice, but every single day, nonstop drumbeat. You know, it's almost like hearing a balalaika strumming nonstop for 3 years. And this, as you say, made Trump less effective than he was. Now, what is amazing is despite those 80-mile-per-hour headwinds, he was, in fact, able to accomplish so much that he did. You mentioned the good news for Americans in general, blacks in particular. We had the lowest ever black unemployment rate under Donald J. Trump. We had the lowest ever black poverty rate under Donald J. Trump. I think it was the very first time black poverty fell below 20%. I think it fell down to 18 and change. I don't have the numbers in front of me this second, but below 20% for the first time. We saw black home ownership increase from, I think, like 42% to, I think it was about 47-48%, something like this. A tremendous black progress. If it had not been for COVID-19, that progress would have continued. Unfortunately, because of COVID, everything got turned upside down. But you had black entrepreneurship on the rise, opportunity zones promoted by Senator Tim Scott, Republican, happens to be black, U.S. Senator from South Carolina. He pushed that. President Trump signed into law, and we have something like, I think the numbers are around 7,800 or so opportunity zones, mainly in lower income, often minority areas. They get special tax benefits to bring in entrepreneurship. I think the number is about $75 billion in private investment came into those areas. I mean, this is all great stuff, and this is, again, from the another lie was, oh, he's a Russian asset. The other is, oh, he's really a Klansman. He's really, you know, hates blacks. He's anti-black. Boy, if he hates blacks, why was he doing so much good stuff for black people, including giving a steady stream of reliable federal support for his historically black colleges and universities? He very easily could have ignored them. But no, he brought them in the very first month Donald J. Trump was in the Oval Office. He brought in the presidents of about three dozen or so historically black colleges and universities and said, look, you know, Obama ignored you. I'm going to give you a special office in the White House, which he did. And one of the things, that very interesting small thing they asked for is, they said, can you please extend Pell Grants for students for summer school? For some reason, black students tend to like to go to summer school and college, and Pell Grants don't cover summer school. They begged Obama for 8 years, please let Pell Grants cover summer school classes. Obama didn't do a thing. Trump said, oh, you want Pell Grants to cover summer school? Okay, we'll work on that. And guess what? All of a sudden,
they got it. Got to go to break.
Summer school.
Got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As we begin the new year, we at the Tide Ministry are so blessed to be able to celebrate over 7 decades of global media outreach with tens of thousands of people hearing the gospel through our radio broadcasts. But we can't just stop there. Our new Diamond Vision outlines the ways we're planning to continue our mission into the future. The first pillar, Amplify, defines how we will increase ministry initiatives so that more people can experience God's grace. This includes bolstering existing outreaches, creating content in more languages, developing partnerships in additional countries, and utilizing diverse media technologies. We do all of this in hopes that eventually the whole world will hear the good news and seek God's grace. To learn more about the Tide Diamond Vision to Amplify ministry so that more people may hear the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
minutes after the top of the hour. Back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network, continues with us. As you were saying, a marked difference. It was empirical. Even under a black president, there was lots of rhetoric, a lot of show, but no go. And in the words of Cuba Gooding, show me the money. Show me the money. Right.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And, we saw, here's another phrase, we saw a lot of hat under Obama. We saw a lot of cattle under Trump. And black people benefited. And this is a big part of the reason that even after COVID, during the reelection, President Trump's numbers went from 8% of blacks supporting him up to 12%, which is not a huge number, but that's a 50% increase. That's also double what Mitt Romney got. He only got 6% of the black vote. Trump got 12%, and he got 19% of black men. So one in five black men voted for Donald J. Trump for president. The Democrats know that. They're terrified about that, and that's why you're hearing nonstop about critical race theory and systemic racism and all this other stuff. They keep thinking if they can scare black people enough, black people will stay on their Democrat plantation, which I hope is not will not happen. But all of these things, going back to what we were saying earlier with Hillary Clinton and the Russiagate story, they have no interest in people noticing these advances that blacks and others were enjoying under the free market policies of Donald J. Trump. So all we heard about was Russia, Russia, Russia. Congressman Adam Schiff, the head of the House Intelligence Committee, kept going on TV, I don't know, dozens of times. So I've got evidence. I've seen the evidence. Irrefutable evidence. There's no evidence. This guy just got up and lied. L-I-E-D, lied in public nonstop. And why he is still serving the U.S. House, to me, is an utter mystery. The voters in his district should send him home and tell him to go stand in the corner for the next 5 years.
People need to see the damage that they've done, DeRoy. I mean, this is I don't know how you calculate the damage that they've done to the country and to America's citizens by this false narrative. I mean, why? Because Hillary couldn't, within her ego, understand that the American people didn't want her to be president of the United States, so she wants to take the entire country down?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And these are the people who say, oh, Trump is such a narcissist, it's all about him. Well, how about Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
As you say, bringing the country down to its knees on a narrative they know is false, because she just couldn't accept the notion that this one-time political candidate would beat somebody like her. Well, you know, did she bother to campaign in Wisconsin one day?
Right.
Maybe an afternoon, maybe like a 10-minute stop. Maybe she would have won the election. The fact is, whether you agree or disagree with Donald J. Trump in 2016, he outran her. He out-campaigned her. He out-rallied her. And he just was much more energetic. She took lots more time off the campaign trail, a lot more afternoons off, a lot more days off. And I think Trump took a day or two off here and there. Other than that, he was doing press conferences, rallies, small events, mainly huge events.
Mm-hmm.
He talked to a lot more people. And he wanted it more. She didn't. She thought she was entitled, so she could just coast into the Oval Office. He knew he had to work for it, and he did. And guess what? He beat her. And she can't accept that. So it must be Vladimir Putin. It must be the KGB. It must be the ghost of Joseph Stalin. She couldn't just say, well, maybe I should have worked harder.
You know, I've been in marketing most of my life. And I got to tell you, DeRoy, it comes down to it's either message or money. If you've got the message, man, you've got a lot of wind at your back. If you don't, then you better have a lot of money. Well, Hillary had a lot of money. She spent twice as much money, if you recall, on the campaign than Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump had the message. He knew he had his finger on the pulse of the everyday American people. Give me energy. Seal up the borders. Give us a sense that we can be safe. You know, our national security has been compromised under the previous years of Obama, Biden. You know, we want jobs. We want to get back to work. Can you do that? And you know, in the early days of his administration, what I appreciated from him in studying CEOs most of my life is, you know, what's the drumbeat? What is that drumbeat they're hammering? Because I used to tell CEOs, I go, your number one job is to keep pounding that drumbeat of the mission of your company. I understand you've heard it over and over again, but your people cannot hear it enough. You've got to keep banging that drum. And Donald Trump kept banging the drum, especially in the early days of the administration. People would come in and say, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? Right? And look what happened. Job creation went through the roof because that was the focus. He didn't sit there and say, how are we doing with the gay movement? How are we doing in managing the pronouns? How are we doing with transsexuals and all these other things that have knocked us off focus? He said to the military, go do your military thing and focus on keeping us safe. And go kill these bad people. Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately, he didn't have a chance to get to the schools. Otherwise, he would have told the schools, hey, once you get back to reading, writing, and arithmetic, forget about all this other stuff that you're into right now, because they've all lost focus. All these institutions that we count on to to raise up the next generation to catch the baton to keep freedom living and going forward, DeRoy.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right about that. As you say, Trump focused on practical results, getting unemployment down, jobs up, getting the economy moving, putting in the border wall and lowering or eliminating illegal immigration, getting trade deals that were not one-sided against the United States of America, wiping out ISIS. These are very concrete, specific things he did. And with the Democrats, it's always, we want social justice.
Yeah.
We want compassion. I mean, there are all these nebulous, beautiful phrases.
We want insider trading.
Warm, touchy feelings.
Right.
In pursuit of nothing all that palpable or concrete and not much in terms of results. And the results they do produce are pretty negative. And now under Biden, very negative. You know, empty store shelves, high gas prices, all these people who are being paid not to work, the supply chain shortage, inflation, out of control spending. I heard just yesterday Biden wants $30 billion more in COVID relief. How about you finish spending the money you've already got? Once that's all spent and taken care of, then we can talk about maybe spending more money. But I mean, all this money sitting around from previous relief packages, that money's gone sideways and up in places it shouldn't go. But they now want even more money on top of money that they haven't even spent yet. It's just extraordinary.
And how many billions did they lose along the way, DeRoy? I mean, there was an incredible number of billions of dollars that they lost. We don't know where it's at.
Yeah, I know that a lot of money ended up. Well, there's one example. I believe Jokhar Tsarnaev, I think is his name, the Boston massacre bomber.
Right.
He's sitting in a jail cell. He got a COVID relief check. People in prison got COVID relief checks. I mean, it's unbelievable. And they don't say, rather than say, well, okay, we'll do better. We'll go through with the spending that we've already done and the money we already have and be more careful. The response is, no, bring more money, bring more money. Mm. Without any sense of accountability or caution or prudence or anything of the sort. It's as I say, the entire country feels like a giant Saturday Night Live sketch.
Exactly. Sadly. And it's so disturbing, DeRoy. 2 minutes left here. What is the remedy for the American people here, DeRoy? I mean, here you've got Hillary Clinton. You've got all these Democratic operatives. You've got the FBI. You've got elected congressmen and senators all in this cabal. The mainstream media, they basically orchestrated a coup within our government.
Uh-huh.
And they're not in jail. And here you've got innocent, in many ways, Americans who wandered in the Capitol grounds, and they're jailed and in solitary confinement by comparison. Where's the justice?
Well, it's not there. And if we do have justice, Hillary Clinton, who's basically run a almost 40-year crime streak, or crime spree, I should say, 40-year crime spree, finally will pay for her actions. For what she's done, which I think is borderline treason, certainly espionage in the White House, I hope we find that she's deeply implicated in this. She ought to be arrested, she ought to be charged, she ought to go to prison for the rest of her life, and she ought to die her last dying breath, breathe her last dying breath in a prison cell.
Don't the tweets indict her all the more? I mean, she put out tweets, I mean, that really demonstrates that, I don't know how she can plead plausible deniability when she's tweeting the very thing that's happening now.
Oh, well, this is October 31, 2016. She said, wrote on via Twitter, quote, it's time for Trump to answer serious questions about his ties to Russia, unquote. And then you have Jake Sullivan, October 21, 2016. Computer scientists have uncovered a covert server linking the Trump organization to a Russian-based bank. The secret hotline may be the key to unlocking the mystery of Trump's ties to Russia. Jake Sullivan is our current national security advisor.
Exactly.
What's he doing there? Why isn't he in handcuffs being marched out of the front door of the White House?
Got to leave it there. Appreciate the time. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thanks very much.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States now believes Russia's claim that it's withdrawing troops near the Ukraine border are false and that Moscow, in fact, has increased its presence on the border by as many as 7,000 troops. Ned Price from the State Department, lectern.
Russia relies on confusion. Russia relies on obfuscation. Russia relies on misinformation and disinformation to cover its tracks. We should all expect that, and we should all be ready for it.
A senior Israeli official stressed in a call with his Russian counterpart that if Russia invades Ukraine, Israel will need assistance from Moscow to get its 10,000 citizens and diplomats out. Federal Aviation Administration Steve Dixon announced he will step down from his role on March 31st. Steve was appointed by President Trump in 2019. 45,000 people work at the FAA. President Biden will be in Cleveland, Ohio today to tout the bipartisan infrastructure law. USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. It's all right there. Good stuff, by the way, along with all these great interviews with these great guests that we're able to bring on. Adam Andrzejewski is going to join us in just a moment. Of course, the founder of Open the Books and author of Operation Drain the Swamp. What happened to Adam here this past week is absolutely disgusting. And it really points clearly where the mainstream media is and how they have sold their souls. They're not doing their job. They're not doing what our founding fathers had envisioned for a free and fair press, what they were supposed to do in holding power accountable. Sadly, what in this modern era, what the mainstream media has done is they've sold their souls. You know, whether it's the communist Chinese, the power brokers, the our own version of oligarchs, you know, near 600 very uber wealthy types that are pulling lots of strings, that have a lot of people beholden to them because they are the rainmakers. They are the power lever pullers and the controllers of, you know, of our government. And the power forces, including social media and the mainstream media. Now, this came out blatantly here because with Adam, in Adam's case, here he's been a Forbes contributor for 8 years, and he's fired. Why is he fired? Because as he's been on this show to bring oversight about Dr. Fauci. Well, the media says, nope, You know, that you cannot touch Dr. Fauci. You cannot hold Dr. Fauci accountable. And one of the powerful ways in which we have at our disposal, or we used to have at our disposal, was a free and fair press that would have done it. And Adam stepped up and opened the book, stepped up, and was doing the job that the mainstream media should have been doing and others should have been doing. But Forbes decided to buckle, and God only knows who's pulling on their chain and controlling their integrity to compromise themselves like this and to fire Adam. Adam joins us now. Adam, good to have you with us on the show. How are you, Bill?
Oh, I'm doing well. Look, we've all got an obligation to give oversight mm-hmm. to Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Yes.
As you know, Bill, we've found that he's the number one most highly compensated federal employee, and obviously he's the most visible. So all of us should be giving oversight to him through our organization at OpenTheBooks.com. Over the past 13 months, we've done just that. We've investigated his finances. And when I published those findings at Forbes, here's what happened. The National Institutes of Health, which is Fauci's employer, they loaded an artillery shell in their big gun, and they fired it at the Forbes C-suite. Quickly, Forbes folded, and my column was terminated.
Why is Forbes beholden to the NIH? What am I missing here?
Well, Dr. Fauci has commandeered the organs of state authority. So many people don't understand why the National Institutes of Health employs 86 public affairs officers for a total payroll for these PR folks that rivals $15 million paid for by taxpayers every single year. And so what do? People have real questions.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing media. Mm-hmm. Fauci's doing all the media, 400 media events in the first 18 months of the pandemic. But now we know
mm-hmm.
they're pressuring mainstream news organizations like Forbes.
Yeah, but even still, why would Forbes care? I mean, is the NIH contributing money to Forbes, or is there something else that we don't know about? Is Forbes beholden to, the other power brokers that include State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock? Is there some, shadow tentacles there?
So, all of that would be beyond my pay grade. All I know is what mm-hmm. happened to me when I gave oversight to Fauci and how the Forbes editors responded. And so here's what happened.
Now, did they warn you at all, Adam? Adam, did they say, hey, look, you're stepping on some thin ice here. Maybe you need to back off. Did they give you any warning whatsoever?
So here it was soft, right? So you had to read the tea leaves. So a year ago when we found that Fauci was the number one most highly compensated, the previous year my columns were cited 24 times as editor's picks in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So 36 columns in 2020, 24 editor's picks. The first column I did in 2021, we found that Fauci was the top paid federal bureaucrat. I did 54 columns in 2021. Only four were on Fauci. Zero, Bill. Zero columns were picked as editor's picks. Okay, so it was soft. I knew something changed there, and what had changed was our oversight robustly and substantially of Dr. Fauci.
And so what they did as a result of your oversight of Fauci, they canceled you altogether, like you say, in a soft sort of way.
Well, that wasn't soft. So here just recently, over the course of the last couple of weeks, once I gave Fauci oversight on the financial disclosures that Roger Marshall had unearthed from the big Senate hearing,
mm-hmm.
I was told that I could no longer publish on Dr. Fauci as a topic, that all my topics had to be cleared. That was the first time in 8 years that had happened. And then Forbes mm-hmm. went silent. They never approved another column, and they canceled my column after 10 days.
Wow. And again, and I understand it's not your pay grade. I'm just asking the question because that's what our listeners would ask is, okay, why would Forbes, care? I mean, that's the critical question. That here you are, you're offering something that, our Congress, our paid legislators are not offering. or if they do, it's all kind of a joke anyway, because, you know, Dr. Fauci goes before them and he lies. And I know that sounds severe, but I don't know what else to call it when, you know, he admits that he has nothing to do with gain of function. But yet his history goes all the way back to 2010, where clearly he's a gain of function guy. And Rand Paul asked him direct questions. And, you know, afterwards you're going, wait a minute. And then he tells Rand Paul, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, it's like, okay, so now here it is. It's like, well, you know, why are you even questioning me? I mean, this is kind of like a Few Good Men moment. You know, I'm so smart and I'm so brave and courageous and everything like that, and you're beneath my pay grade, and why am I even giving you time, Senator? That was the kind of attitude that I read into the inquiry. Did you?
Well, I think you read the proper attitude. You read that correctly. The size, scope, mm-hmm. and power of the federal government has grown substantially over the course of the last 20 years. They've forgotten that they work for us, that we yes. get to give them oversight. Okay, so I did that. As you know, I've been on your program. At the end of December, I wrote a piece mm-hmm. when Fauci turned 81 and public opinion polls, 52% of Americans wanted him to retire, including a third of Democrats. And so he estimated his pension, and lo and behold, that was national news. We talked about yes. it on your program. That he would
yeah, I saw, and I saw you all, and I saw you all over television as well right after that too. Right. So, a lot of coverage. Right. Yes,
the largest pension in U.S. Federal government history at $350,000. Okay,
and you didn't even talk about his wife, which is a whole other chapter. But that's okay.
Right. So I didn't know Roger Marshall was going to cite Forbes in the well of the Senate during the heated exchange with Fauci last month on his financials. That was mm-hmm. my column at Forbes. Fauci said his financials are publicly available, but they weren't. So I immediately, on a national news story, it was one of the biggest stories in the country, my column's being cited at Forbes, I immediately mm-hmm. wrote the column, no, Fauci's financials are not online. Why doesn't National Institutes of Health make them available immediately? Well, that triggered tone and style edits from my editors at Forbes. They didn't like that piece. When Marshall wrote the oversight letter, he cited my column demanding the financials within 24 hours. When those were produced, when I wrote about that, that really triggered the C-suite at Forbes.
Wow. Well, there's a price to be paid. I mean, it's amazing. But see, this is what's going on in our country today, is the elites do not want you looking under the grill of their vehicles, do they?
They don't. They have forgotten they work for us. And it's incumbent upon all of us to keep reminding them, and we will not be silenced in that quest.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Adam Andjeski from Open the Book. Stay with us. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
Is this for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil drizzle.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Extra
estrogen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy and labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, this news that what Forbes did to open the books and Adam Andrzejewski and canceling his commentary, which he was, you know, for 8 years heavily involved with Forbes. Man, they were happy to, you know, pick his commentary, his oversight, you know, and in many cases, editorial picks. I mean, Adam had a background and was well received, dare I say, even by the readers of Forbes. And this is why Forbes continued the relationship, because like any media company, they're not going to be associated with somebody that just doesn't pass the so what test, right? So, Adam, I mean, you obviously were doing a good job and for 8 years, but obviously, and then obviously, suddenly you weren't. And how you were measured was you were measured by the standards of NIH, Dr. Fauci, and whatever tentacles are attached to Forbes that has compromised their integrity. And this is a warning for everybody, because it's not just Forbes. It's all forms of media that is being controlled by social media elites and those that are in the newsrooms and the editorial boards of every media outlet across our country today. And this is why you hear the same talking points coming out of the mouths of these people. It's like, why don't you investigate and find out for yourself so you can report? You don't need to echo the same thing that CNN has been echoing, and like it's going to be advantageous for you to follow the lead of CNN. Look at what's happening with them and how they're heading down the yellow brick road of being demised here, right?
So over the course of 8 years, I published 206 investigations, and I estimate that I put 250,000 words of investigations up at the Forbes platform. It was well received. Those columns did about a little shy of 17 million page views. Over the course of the past 3 years, my columns averaged roughly 120,000 page views per piece, which is really high activity. So yes. The content resonated. They were good investigations, and we broke a lot of national news. Like, you'll remember last August, I covered this on your program, Bill. We quantified the staggering cost of the U.S. military gear left behind in Afghanistan. And that was national and international news. I led the 3 minutes at the start of the world news on the BBC, for example.
Well, you know, you've been there. I mean, all in the spirit of this this accountability baton that was passed on to you from the great senator and you know, one of my favorite senators that ever served our country, and you've picked up and opened the books, has picked up that responsibility, and to his credit, and I'm sure if he was alive today, he would make it real clear how proud of you and the team that he is, because you continue to fight the good fight, something that he was passionate for, and something that most Americans are passionate for, and that is that we have to hold our government accountable, because, as you said quite clearly, and lest we forget, they work for us. It's not the other way around. Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them think that it's all about them and them being served, and we're so lucky to have them, and this is what allows them to get away with insider trading and all the other shenanigans that they get away with. I mean, here in this most recent report, Adam, you know, when she first joined Congress, I think she was worth something like, you know, $2.5 million, right, in 1987. Now it's, what, upwards of $350 million? So wait a minute, how do you get there? You know,
well, they go to Washington, D.C. to do good, and they end up doing very well, of course.
Yes, they do
so
very good.
Dr. Coburn, the legendary U.S. senator from Oklahoma, he passed about 2 years ago, but he was our honorary chairman, and every day we have big shoes to fill on carrying forth Dr. Coburn's legacy of transparency and accountability. And I did that with Dr. Anthony Fauci, and it's important work, and the work continues. For example, we had to file a federal lawsuit versus the National Institutes of Health in October with Judicial Watch, and NIH now admits they're holding, and this is pretty incredible, Bill, 1,200 pages subject to our lawsuit on Fauci's financial documents. Now, I went back and I looked at the last COVID aid bill from a year ago during the spring. It was the American Rescue Act. They spent nearly $2 trillion. That was only 600 pages. There's 1,200 pages over at NIH they haven't produced, subject to our Freedom of Information Act request from a year ago that we filed a federal lawsuit, and they still haven't produced a page of the 1,200 pages they admit they're holding.
Mm. Wow.
And look, when U.S. Senator Roger Marshall was in the well of the Senate, questioning Fauci on his financials, and he said they're publicly available, you just have to look them up, he went back and, according to the Washington Post, admitted to the folks at NIH, well, maybe the senator has a point. Maybe they're not as available as what they should be. Do you think? We're filing a lawsuit for him.
Right. Yeah. Well,
and this was
again,
this was the coverage that my Forbes editors didn't like. They didn't like holding Fauci accountable. So right after my column was terminated at Forbes, the very next day, there's an editor's pick column that with the title, Fauci's portrait is going to hang in the Smithsonian. So they certainly will write about Fauci, but they won't write about him from an oversight perspective, it certainly looks like.
And this is amazing. Here is somebody who's been so highly profiled for the last 2.5 years. He has probably done more damage than good, in my humble opinion, Adam, and all. And I'm trying to be fair-minded about the position that he was in and what he has done in educating us and in rallying the forces to help us understand how to fight COVID. And when you go back historically and you understand the genesis of Wuhan Lab, gain-of-function operations, all these things, and Dr. Fauci is the common denominator continuously. And then you consider here, as a public servant, allegedly, of the ilk of Nancy Pelosi and those that think it's better to be served than to serve, you know, has special patents on some pharmaceuticals that benefit him. And it would seem on the surface that some of the suggestions and control of said pharmaceuticals favored his patents and his control devices as opposed to others that, you know, doctors out there, you know, are realizing, hey, wait a minute, hydroxychloroquine works. I mean, here's the story. Down in South Florida, a guy's on his deathbed. Doctor says, look, it, you might as well tell your family goodbye. You're hours away. We'll be lucky that you're going to live a couple hours. And, okay, so he calls his family, and then the doctor comes in and goes, look, we got a Hail Mary pass here. Are you open to this? We got this drug. It's been around. We've been using it for malaria for 40, 50 years. We think this might work. What do you think? You go, well, I got to lose. I'm dying here. You know, yeah, I'll try it out. Well, he takes the drug, and several hours later, Adam, this guy is walking around. He's come back from the exit doors of death. Well, you know, suddenly, and then, of course, then, you know, that story gets out. Donald Trump mentions it. And, of course, anything that Donald Trump said, he had to be wrong about. And here we are in this modern era, you know, a year removed from his presidency. And what do we hear repeatedly? Well, he's right again. You know, yep. You know, from being spied on and at Trump Towers, including the White House. Now we find out, I mean, he's right. Hydroxychloroquine, he's right. Don't let the cure be worse than the disease. Doggone it, he's right again. And I don't have that kind of linkage with Dr. Fauci, where you can say in all the press conferences and all that he's told us, I cannot say, Adam, oh, my God, he was right here. Yeah, he's right here. He saw it here. This is why, according to the latest polls, you've got a majority of Americans say, look, it's time for the pasture. Let's, you know, put your arm on him, say, hey, thanks for your service. Hasta la vista, baby. You know, and let's move on. Because Dr. Fauci, in my humble opinion, has misserved the American people at a time of crises when we really needed him. But he, and I'm sure, I got to tell you, just my gut tells me that he did not advise the president, President Trump at the time, of all the possibilities of his awareness of what happened in Wuhan, what was going on with gain of function, how his own people came back. His own people from the NIH, Adam, came back after, I think it was about 18 months when they were there at the laboratory and said, we had to get out of here. These guys are reckless. There's going to be a problem there. And then when there's a problem, he goes in with the narrative that it was some, you know, it was a fresh market there down the street from the laboratory. Give me a break.
And Bill, nothing in my column covered anything like this. So it was
right.
My column was simply dedicated to following the money. It was simply dedicated to quantifying,
right,
summarizing, finding out why, how Dr. Fauci was the top paid federal bureaucrat out earning the president, 4-star generals in the United States military, all 4.3 million federal employees. How? And we found out why. We unearthed the 2004 memo that gave him what amounted to was a permanent pay bonus, a permanent pay adjustment, it was called, and it was specific to his biodefense work. In other words, he was paid to stop the next pandemic, and he failed.
For all the money that we paid him, you know, we pay you to win a Super Bowl, and you haven't won one yet. Oh, okay. We'll just keep paying that money because the way his contract works. I mean, he was paid more than the director of it. He was paid more than his own boss. Amazing.
Right.
Incredible. Adam Andrzejewski, thank you so much. I am so grateful for your commitment and passion to follow what Tom Coburn had put into motion. And we need more Adam Andrzejewskis. And fortunately for us, you know, Forbes isn't hiring me, or they would have already canceled me probably more than several hours ago. Adam, thanks again for being with us. Appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend. You got it.
Godspeed.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the